Biographical sketch.
In 1905, Albert Schweitzer was 30 years old, had been awarded two PhDs, one in philosophy and the other in theology, and had a good job at a theological college. However, he made a decision that dismayed his family and friends and transformed his life. With no experience or knowledge of medicine, he quit his job and enrolled in a grueling 7-year course to obtain a medical degree. Applying to a medical college at his age was almost unheard of. His burning ambition was to be a medical missionary in Africa. Albert Schweitzer was born in 1875 in a western area of Germany that is now a part of France. His father was a Christian minister who taught him music, and the younger Schweitzer was able to play the church organ when he was only 8 years old. As he grew up, he came to love the organ music of the great German composer Johann Sebastian Bach. In no time, Schweitzer became a recognized expert on the composer and wrote scholarly works on Bach and organ music that are still read today. All the time that he was involved with music, he was studying in two separate but related fields, philosophy and theology, and yet managed to write his best-selling book, The Quest of the Historical Jesus. After completing his medical degree with a specialization in tropical diseases, he married. The next year, 1913, he and his wife left for what is now Gabon in western Central Africa. Before leaving, he gave a series of organ concerts to help raise money for a hospital he was hoping to build in Africa because he had to furnish his own means for the trip and its construction. The hospital he established was located in the town of Lambourine, Gabon, which was an arduous 14-day journey from the coast up a river by raft. At first, it was a small, simple structure surrounded by native huts for relatives of the patients. Schweitzer, together with the local people, built what is now called the Albert Schweitzer Hospital with their own hands. It expanded over the years and is now one of Africa's preeminent medical institutions and research centers. Although Schweitzer was away intermittently, he spent much of the remainder of his long life working tirelessly in his hospital. He received the 1952 Nobel Peace Prize for his great humanitarian work. He died in his own medical facility in 1965 at the age of 90.